I'd say one of the main things that Governor Blagojevich supported this year that has advanced us is on the prevention side. Much of Homeland Security nationwide has centered on response, and that's coming in and trying to mitigate a disaster and limit the loss of lives, but not as much had been done on the prevention side. And Governor Blagojevich funded, and we opened in May of 2003, the Statewide Terrorism Intelligence Center. And this is a center that operates around the clock 7 days a week, and it has trained analysts present to take calls from law enforcement officers on the street who see something that may not look quite right but maybe doesn't advance to the level of a crime, somebody taking a picture of a power plant or a bridge, and it just causes the officer to be suspicious. That officer can call the STIC, the Statewide Terrorism Intelligence Center, talk to one of these analysts who can access databases, the terrorist watch lists out of Washington, and can get information back to that officer on the street, both for the officer's safety and also to help us connect the dots and prevent terrorist incidents from happening before they occur.
How real is the danger of terrorist incidents in Illinois, and how seriously is law enforcement taking it in this state?
Well, you never know completely the risk, and of course we have to trust the intelligence that comes from Washington. And right now we're in the middle of an orange period at which Secretary Ridge says that the intelligence out there is at the highest level since before September 11th of 01. So we trust that the danger is real. We know the kinds of things that Al-Qaeda and some of the other terrorist groups are talking about. We know what they have done in the past. The problem is that the intelligence that we get to date doesn't show any specific targets, specific regions, or specific kinds of industry that they have scheduled. So we're hoping that that intelligence will continue to improve and that we will get advance warning.
How far along are we in training and equipping local agencies for Homeland Security?
Governor Blagojevich made a high priority to stand behind our terrorism task force goal of providing personal protective equipment for every first responder in the state. We are well along in distributing that personal protective equipment on the law enforcement side. On the fire side, our fire experts are choosing the appropriate mask and respirators, and we hope to have all of that personal protective equipment out to every first responder who requested it. So we're also conducting training. The Terrorism Task Force has an excellent training committee headed by Colonel Dick Janey from the Fire College at Champaign, as well as on the law enforcement side by Galesburg Police Chief John Schloff. They offer excellent training to specialized teams, hazmat teams, technical rescue teams, and the state police and others are working with the federal government to get terrorism awareness training out to all first responders and law enforcement as well.
How has the state's own financial difficulties affected our Homeland Security efforts?
They really have not. Governor Blagojevich, despite our tough fiscal times, has said that Homeland Security, public safety, is going to be one of his priorities. Fortunately, most of the money that we have to spend comes from the federal government, and we approve, and Governor Blagojevich approves the budget for spending that money after the Terrorism Task Force has come up with it. We move 80% of that money on to local governments in such ways as providing personal protective equipment, interoperable communications, training and exercising and the like. But so the tough times at the state with general revenue funds have really not hampered our abilities to move forward on Homeland Security.
Now, are there particular areas you hope to work on in 2004?
There certainly are. We want to complete the distribution of the personal protective equipment to all first responders by July. We plan to add 10 new Level A hazardous material teams in Illinois and 18 new technical rescue teams in 2004. The hazmat teams are those teams basically made up of firefighters who can respond in a hot zone, be it a chemical spill or other type of hot zone. And we want to make sure that every region in the state has that kind of capability, all 19 Homeland Security regions. The technical rescue teams are trained teams who can come in and get victims out, rescue them, whether it's an underground collapse or a high-rise collapse. We also plan to have our urban search and rescue team 100% operational by May 1. There are 28 USAR teams nationwide. Illinois doesn't have one. These are federally recognized teams, and we have tried for years to get the federal government to recognize an Illinois team. We also plan to have six law enforcement regional containment teams operational by July 1. These regional teams will be trained SWAT officers on the law enforcement side who can come in and assist a local government in dealing with bad guys who may be heavily armed, and they would be ready to respond quickly in any region of the state. We want to distribute interoperable communications equipment to every police, fire, public health, and emergency management department in the state this year so that they can all talk to each other on the same frequencies in Illinois. We're going to conduct training exercises on terrorism in 20 to 30 communities this year. And one of the things you learn in Homeland Security is you can fund, you can provide equipment, you can train all that you want, but until you practice it, you don't know if you're going to be ready. And so we're going to conduct these exercises across the state. And then we were able, Governor Blagojevich, in our application to get $9.3 million from Homeland Security to build a new state emergency operations center, and we want to begin construction on that this year as well.